Lord, I couldn't hear nobody pray. Oh, way down yonder by myself, I couldn't hear nobody pray.
In the valley,
I couldn't hear nobody pray. With my burden.
Terrell Alvin and McCraney's new play, Choir Boy, is one of the more unusual offerings of the summer theater season, a coming-of-age story set in a prep school renowned for its gospel choir. It examines the role music plays in the lives of the students through a combination of drama and a cappella singing. It's run at the Manhattan Theater Club's Stage 2 at City Center, has been extended to August 11th, although later I'll explain the whole business with tickets because it's kind of a hard ticket to get right now. All of the remaining performances for Choir Boy are sold out. There are a limited number that probably are available. What else do I want to say? Well, I'm very pleased to welcome here two of the play stars, Jeremy Pope and Wallace Smith. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Jeremy, isn't this your New York theater debut?
This is my New York debut.
You had just recently graduated from the American Musical and Dramatic Academy?
Yes, last June.
So what's it been like for you to jump into the pool at the deep end right at the start?
It's been great. I've had, with this show, the cast has been so welcoming. I came in a little scared, a little timid, but they've been so welcoming in this process, having Terrell, the writer there, and Trip Coleman, the director. They've just really allowed me to find this character in this play.
Well, Wallace, you're an old hand. Have you been helping people like Jeremy?
Oh, man, Jeremy is so talented. It was just really, it was great to watch him get into the role. And even though it was new for him, you can always tell right off the bat, somebody that has the chops, and he definitely does.
You've been in a number of Broadway shows, The Lion King, Godspell, Hair, American Idiot.
Yes, sir.
So you're an old pro, even though you're still young.
Yes. I've had some pretty cool stuff happen.
And then one of the people in the play graduated from high school while the show was in
previous.
Yeah,
Nick Ash.
Nick Ash. Yeah, Nicholas Ash.
The setting is the Charles R. Drew Prep School for Boys. Where is it located?
Where did we say it was located?
Somewhere
in the South. These types of prep schools don't exist anymore. But we decided it was someplace down South. Definitely.
And what role does the choir play in the life of the school?
Well, for these boys, this choir is everything. It's the reason, the school is still existing. They use, their choir in these events to raise money and stay, up to par. So this choir means so much to these boys.
For years, that's how African American colleges in the South paid for part of some of the bills. They developed famous choirs that travel around the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did the playwright Terrell McCraney work with you during the rehearsals?
Oh, he was very hands-on.
There all the time,
every day to answer. We probably spent more time talking about these characters and the backstories, and he was just there for all of that.
Did he attend a school like this? Do you know? Did he tell you?
Did Terrell? I don't think
he didn't.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The choir is the school's showpiece, and the scenes of the play are interspersed with a cappella gospel hymns and spirituals. How difficult is it to stay in when you're singing?
That's a great question. It takes a lot of concentration, a lot of unity. A lot of breathing, and just a lot of practice.
We before shows, we have to go through certain songs just to make sure, because we're relying on each other. If you start the song too high, then we all have to go high. So we kind of have to be there with each other for that.
And somebody can actually pull you out of tune.
Oh,
they have a nice, strong voice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
Well, the choir is the school's showpiece, and the scenes of the we have the wonderful singing here. You've sung, Wallace, in the other shows.
Yes.
But the singing has to be quite different than it was in The Lion King, Godspell, Hair.
In this show, all the singing is a cappella, whereas in most musicals that if you go to a musical, there's a mic, there's an orchestra. So this really forced you as a singer to really hone in on your abilities. So it was a lot different.
Were you familiar with the music before you took on these roles?
I was familiar with most of the music growing up in church and just knowing the spirituals. But the arrangements were completely different. So
yeah, these
are
a lot more old-fashioned arrangements than you hear in contemporary churches.
Yeah, well, Jason, our musical director, made a lot of them very contemporary. So they were different. The melodies are the same, but we had to kind of relearn those spirituals.
The harmonies seem to be a little bit more contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Were you asked to sing a spiritual when you auditioned?
Maybe I was asked to sing a spiritual, but we were asked to sing something that was gospel.
Yes, I did. I sang Wade in the Water, good old spiritual.
Jeremy, you play Farris Jonathan Young, who is pretty much the center of the story. What kind of young man is Farris, and what are his goals?
Farris just wants to succeed his senior year in school. He wants the respect of his brothers. He wants to feel like he's really thriving and, you know, being that star that he thinks he is. And he's very smart. But because of his effeminate ways and just who he is, which he doesn't hide, it causes a lot of ruckus.
When the play opens, he's singing the school's anthem, Trust and Obey, and he's interrupted by a heckler calling out homophobic taunts. Mm. Yes. So what does he do?
He, in that moment, turns, but he doesn't say anything, because for him to say something, it would be a bigger deal. So he tends to try to ignore those things and just keep pushing through and studying and being the best in his class.
And that heckler is the character you play, Wallace.
Yes, sir.
he is also a member of the choir, but has a privileged position because he's the headmaster's nephew.
Yes, he's very entitled, and I think that aids in Bobby's frustration with Farris, who is naturally gifted, talented, charismatic, and probably has all the things that Bobby wants to be able to display. But Bobby also has some stuff from his family that's going on that aids in him being very rude and you know, says these slurs to Farris. And that's the thing about these characters, is they, with all of their traits, it all comes from a certain place. So he's definitely not hateful for no reason. You know?
Now, Farris is probably not the first effeminate kid at the school, but he still has to deal with hostility. The headmaster, played wonderfully by Chuck Cooper, admonishes him about the wrist thing.
The wrist.
He's saying, you know, I don't care about your sexuality, but
the wrist. Just tighten up. Tighten up.
So he understands Farris's situation, but he's trying to be diplomatic.
He is, yes.
How do the other students see Farris?
You know, a lot of the boys, they think Farris is funny. Mm-hmm. They know that he's the best, so they don't even try to, you know, come for him. But the tension between Bobby and Farris, it causes a lot for all the boys.
The scenes take place in a classroom, the headmaster's office, a locker room, and Farris's dorm room. And this is on a rather small set with the audiences on three sides.
Yes.
Yeah. So does that create difficulties for the cast?
I think it actually makes the play more effective because, you know, if it was a bigger house, I think you would, you know, try to reach more in an unnatural way. But because it's so intimate in the space, it really aids the story and for the audience to really feel these characters.
Do you have to move the furniture?
We actually, we move the stage into Farris's dorm room, and that's pretty much the only move we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a bed that comes down. So,
I'm talking with two of the stars of a play called Choir Boy, Jeremy Pope and Wallace Smith. They, along with Nicholas L. Ash, Kyle Beltran, Grantham Coleman, Chuck Cooper, and Austin Pendleton, make up the cast of the play, which is at the Manhattan Theater Club Stage 2 at City Center. In a class of creative thinking, the professor, played by Austin Pendleton, instructs the students to challenge an accepted idea, and Farris looks at the idea that the Negro spirituals were used to convey practical advice on how to escape from slavery. What is his take on it?
Farris, you know, in the class, it is to take a theory and challenge it. So Farris chooses spirituals, and a lot of the time people would just say, oh, spirituals are just these songs that helped slaves, you know, back then, but personally, I can relate that these spirituals are still sung today in churches all over because they give people hope. They give people people hope that think you can move on, you can go forth. And that's what Varis is saying. He's saying it in a contemporary tense, but he's saying these spirituals aren't just songs that helped slaves back then, but they help us now, today.
Well, you mentioned that you sang Wade in the Water for your audition. It's also in the play, and it's an illustration of the idea that spirituals were giving practical advice.
Mm-hmm.
But your character doesn't think that's true?
I would say, I would say he does, but he's ultimately just trying to let these boys know that these are songs that we're singing now. We're in the choir. We're singing these songs now. So these aren't just those songs that did that and this and that, but they're helping us now. They're helping us get through the senior year of school.
Were these things discussed during rehearsals?
Absolutely. That actual scene, the spiritual scene, we talked about that probably for days, you know, about, you know, the spirituals and the relevance of them, and so that we could really understand, you know, what was happening, you know, in the story.
Now, the play has been extended until August 11th, and then it has to close?
Yes.
Because something else is coming in?
Yes.
And that Choir Boy is moving to the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, so we have to take that time off to get ready for that.
Didn't it have a run in London last year with a British cast?
It did. It did.
Do they handle the spirituals well?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish I would have got a chance to see them do it. But, they were definitely – there was a performance in London.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the remaining performances for Choir Boy are sold out, but I've been told that a limited number of tickets may be made available on a first-come, first-served basis at the opening of the box office each day and by calling CityTix at 212-581-1212. In addition, cancellation tickets may be available at curtain time at the box office, and we'll put all of that information on our show page at WNYC.org. You both grew up in the age of hip-hop. Has being in this play caused you to think about some of the older music in a new way?
I think I've always thought about it the way that I do now. I grew up listening to gospel music, and hip-hop is such a big part of you know, African-American culture. It just is one of those things that I think all kind of goes together in a certain way.
Yeah, same for me.
Yep.
Well, in this case, of course, you can sing in tight harmonies, something that's kind of been lost in recent years. It was big during doo-wop, which kind of grew out, in many cases, of gospel music, the quartets. But we don't hear a lot of that today.
No, and I miss it. I really do.
Well, it's wonderful being in the middle of a group that's singing harmony, isn't it?
It feels good.
Yes.
It really does.
It's almost physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Choir Boy is at the Manhattan Theater Club at the studio at Stage 2 at the New York City Center, a wonderful theater in its own right. And my great thanks to Jeremy Pope, who plays Farris Jonathan Young, and Wallace Smith, who plays Bobby Marrow. It's been a pleasure having both of you on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes.